Have you ever wondered that whatever you decide to do with your life, there are always people just like this? They've been put in motion to always want to point you to ways, to thousands of ways in which they know you are going to fail, or thousands of ways to show that you are not doing it right. That's part of the basis of which we are doing this episode. And this basis is one of the major ways to have a fulfilled 2021. And so the title of this episode is Pursuit of Happiness. So my dears, welcome to another episode of Unravel. I am your host, Shikemi Adelugba. So my dears, what am I saying in essence? Really, what are those things that makes you happy? What are those things that you feel okay, I actually have interest in, and when you do them, you feel elated, you know, there's this upliftment that comes to your spirit. Pursuit of happiness means to freely pursue joy and live life in a way that makes you happy. So far, you are not violating any rights and you are not hurting people. Do things that makes you happy. You see, some will say you are selfish, but really, being a little selfish as to want to guide your own happiness is not a crime and shouldn't be seen as such. You know, acquiring all of the material things that you really want, possibly a car, house, getting a house, a good job and all of that, you see that when you get them, you possibly are not very, very happy because you haven't gotten to that stage of self-actualization. There's this thing psychologists call self-actualization, like you really haven't gotten there. Don't misquote me. Having things such as money, cars, house, or good career are not bad. In fact, I want all of this, but essentially there is need for you to be self-actualized. And happiness comes from within. It is internal. It is the joy you derive from within. And having all of those material things I've mentioned earlier does not really guarantee that you essentially be happy, because as those items fade, of course we know they fade, and so the same thing happens to our satisfaction. The satisfaction we derive from them also fades, and that is why they say human beings are insatiable. So one thing to do is in our pursuit for happiness, there's need for us to cultivate the habit of being honest with whom we are. Know yourself know what you want, your being as a whole. Practice self-love. There is need to practice self-love. Love yourself for who you are. It's until you do this that others will begin to accept and love you just the way you are. Then there is need for us to also practice gratitude. Let it become a norm. Let us be grateful for things, for the little things we have. Let us be contented with the little things that we have, and for those things that we are yet to attain to, there is need to be grateful for them. In fact, to be alive every day is grace, and of course it's an avenue, it's another opportunity to live life, to be happy, and as such we should be grateful. And one thing also is we should let go of grudges. You know, there's need to forgive people easily. My dear, this life is too short, and so there's need to let go of self-guilt too. Things that, okay, oh, possibly this thing happened because it's my fault and all of that. Possibly it was your fault, but then it's in the past and it does not define who you are and who you are going to become. And remember, what makes us happy differs. What makes me happy would most definitely be different from what makes you happy. So find what makes you happy and be true to it. Be beautiful. You deserve all the love that comes your way. And I actually hope and pray that in our pursuit for happiness, when we get it, we'll be able to retain it, and also not just retain it, I hope we truly find happiness, and I hope we are truly happy. So on a lighter note, my dear, they enjoy because problem no they finish, oh, problem no they finish. So right on this point that I'll be drawing the curtain to this episode. Thank you very much for listening. If you listen this far, and we actually love criticism, you know, reviews. Yes, reviews. Please kindly send in your reviews. And shout out to Olamide Fashere. Your vision board is actually very colorful and beautiful. And so the purpose of this is, even if it's one person we are able to, you know, if it's one person we are able to get to impact, to create impact on, it's good. The goal has been achieved. So thank you very much for listening. Have a great week. Have a great day. God bless you.